Welcome to Listen Bitch Presents. Tell me why you're special. This is the arena where we don't just talk about building an audience. We talk about what happens after people start listening. Because the truth is, attention isn't the goal. Trust is, and trust is expensive. It takes time, it takes consistency, it takes authenticity, and it's gonna take that very unsexy job of showing up over and over and over again. But here's where a lot of people get stuck. They build the audience, they create the content, they earn the trust, and then nothing happens. No conversations, no clients, no growth, no impact beyond the download. Meanwhile, podcasting might be one of the most, I wouldn't say might, I'm going to say it is truly one of the most underutilized tools right now in your arsenal on the planet. Because when somebody spends an hour listening to your voice, they're not just consuming content, they're building a relationship. So today we're going to talk about podcast growth. We're going to talk about trust. We're going to talk about ethical monetization. Audience psychology, bring up a little AI here and how to turn conversations into real opportunities. Today's guest is Natalie Dormeux. I probably still butchered that, but I tried my best, you guys. I tried to get the little accent. She's a podcast growth and monetization strategist, a systems expert, and someone who has spent more than a decade helping creators build businesses that actually work. So, Natalie, thank you so much for coming into the hot seat. We very much agree about the magic of podcasting, and especially right now, I think is the perfect time for people to get their show started. After working behind the scenes of hundreds of programs and memberships, what was the moment that you realized podcasters are sitting on this incredible opportunity that they're not even seeing?
So basically, what I realized, and that was like, I want to say 3, 4 years ago, was that the people that were hitting a plateau in their coaching programs, memberships, and things like that, very often had one thing in common, which is that they were hitting this plateau because they were having a lead generation issue. Like, how do I put more people in the pipeline? And at the same time, they had a podcast that they said it was working really, really well. And when I was asking, well, what does it do to the business? Big silence. There was a gap. They're like, I have this podcast, I enjoy doing it, I get downloads, I get great guests, my clients are saying they listen, but they deep down, they like didn't know what it was really bringing to the business. So that's where we saw there is a gap and there is a potential here to connect with those listeners, to bring them into your world instead of leaving them on Apple and Spotify.
Yeah, I see that so much. What do you think is the biggest mistake that people make after someone listens to an episode?
So, from the podcaster's point of view, I think that there is a lack of strategy there. Podcasting is a tool. It's not a strategy. So if you're podcasting with the goal of growing your business, then you need to have the strategy that works with it, meaning you design it with the end in mind. What do they need to hear in order to take just the next step? So if you constantly talk about yourself, in this type of thing, are you really connecting with the people that are your ideal clients, or is there a gap? Like, are you really saying what they need to hear to take that next step? And I think that's where the gap is they want to talk about their expertise, they want to bring in great guests and things like that, and that's great for visibility, right? But if you want to grow your podcast, focus on who you're trying to attract as a listener.
Yeah, I love that. And I've noticed too, because I've been in online sales for almost a decade now, and trust is a big factor, right? Like, that's we buy from the people that we know, like, and trust. That's just like human psychology 101. I think it's a great conversation. I think it would serve the audience well to kind of hear your perspective on why trust matters more than that download number.
Yeah, well, first, download mean nothing, right? If somebody subscribes to your podcast, they become a download and you don't even know if they have listened. So download is a vanity metrics. It means nothing unless you're looking for sponsors, because sponsors want listeners' downloads, right? So what really matters is the human that is actually listening to the podcast, right? So it's basically building that trust, like remembering, and especially in this age of AI where everything, every video that you watch, you're wondering, is it the person? Is it AI? You don't even listen to the message. You look at the eyes, you're trying to see if it's true or not. Podcasting, I know there are a lot of AI podcasts, but there are also a ton of podcasts where it's an opportunity to reconnect with humans, to feel the energy when we speak, right? And that's a big part of where trust is built. It actually accelerates. And that's what I love about podcasts. It's because you hear and very often see if you do a video podcast. And at the end of the day, people do business with people, right? So that's what podcasts allow us to do, is to reconnect with that, with the human side of things. And like you said, trust is at the start of everything. So that's the purpose, the perfect tool to do it in those in our days right now.
I love what you're saying, and I want to circle back to what you said about AI podcasts because this is going to be my little ignorance showing here, but that's a thing. AI podcasts exist.
Oh my gosh, there are tons of them.
Awful. Okay.
Purely content,
Okay.
pure content, all AI. Ton of, and they are getting shut down. I'm not even listening. I'm like,
Yeah.
and it doesn't even interest me, because if I truthfully, I will get on a podcast, I will listen to a podcast if I know who is the guest, or if I want to listen to the host. The name itself means nothing to
Nothing.
me. It's like, that's not how I look for podcasts. Podcasts found me from people. Oh, I like this person. Oh, she has a podcast. I'm going to look, right? So that's the human that I'm connecting with, that I want to connect with. But there are a ton of them, ton of them.
That's
It's bad.
amazing. I didn't know that because I've been just recently, actually, Natalie, since I started this show, I realized how powerful that podcasting is because I watch these people. I've had my own for 4 years, but to see the contrast of the traction that guesting gets versus a host, and that's a whole different conversation because I feel like hosting is where it's at 100% if you want traction in anywhere in your life. But and part of what I stand on is that everything, like I go to social media and to me, Natalie, that's all AI. I'm like, you can't watch a video clip anymore. It's fake. Everybody's posts are just fake. And I'm like, podcasting is that's why I think it's so important right now because I can't AI my voice. I can't fake this. You cannot come on my show and feel that fake. And people are going to want that human connection. They're going to be craving that. In about 3 years, they're going to be desperate to hear a real voice with real emotion. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I had no idea that I'm competing against AI out here. That's amazing.
Oh yes. I funny you're saying that, because I just posted on LinkedIn like 2, 3 hours ago. It's like, could we have one day with no AI, please?
I
So
would
we
love
can
that.
see with human here. It's like, I use AI for some stuff, don't get me
Oh,
wrong.
for sure.
But to help me, in the back end for doing certain things, but the business is your, it's your show, it's human, it's got to stay, right? So
I love that. And don't, again, I can't knock AI because there's one thing I really hate to do after I finish recording. Like, I love that I get to meet you and we have this conversation. I love that I get to meet four more people today and we have these conversations. That's my wheelhouse. But after Natalie, when I have to post everything and I have to write the SEO words and I have to write the overview, like that is like I can't
100%.
stand it. I take all my Zoom conversations, I put it right into chat and it does it for me and I'm like, that's it. Yes, chat writes my overview, y'all. It will. When you come see it, it takes our whole conversation of everything Natalie and I talk about, but it can't replicate the conversation and that's the whole point.
Yeah,
That's the whole point.
exactly. And that's how I love to use AI as well. It's like just repurposing and analyzing and just creating these things that would take us forever and that we hate doing.
Both of those things. I couldn't imagine. Like, it's already a lot just to copy and paste. I mean, that itself could be like, it takes me all night, copy and paste. But hey, We're here. We're having the conversation. What makes podcast listeners different from social media followers? I think that's a good probably a difference.
I mean, there are different kinds of podcast listeners, right? There is the to me there is the podcast listener that is half listening because they are gardening, they are running, they are driving, and they listen, but they don't necessarily retain. And those are more people that are like usually binging a podcast that they already know, and they're like, oh, there are new episodes, I'm just going to listen in the background, right? So that's one kind of listener. But then we have to remember that you have these people that find you, Apple, Spotify, and stuff like that, and that's great. But when you have an episode, it's an asset for your business, and you should treat it that way. That means you use it. You share it on social media. You share it to your list as well, because even though they're already on your list, this is value. If it has value, you share it, right? And so you have all these other ways that people are going to consume, where you actually have control over what they can do next, right? An opportunity to sign up to something, to book a call, to, I mean, booking a call is probably too much of an ask, but like, getting an extra resource or something like that, right? That famous next step. To me, somebody that is going to listen to a podcast is paying more attention than somebody that is going to read, just because there is the tone of voice, there is the energy that we're bringing, like you were saying at the beginning. That's what accelerates trust. It accelerates the build of the relationship. And depending on, like, especially if you do like a solo, like you said, where you are the expertise, then you have full control of basically what you're saying and how the thing goes, right? And if you record it in a way that the person feels like you're speaking to them, then it's literally almost the equivalent of having a conversation, right? So then the next step becomes, how do I continue this conversation?
I love that. What do the listeners today, what would you say they really need emotionally before they're willing to take action? Because I know there's a lot of people that think about doing the podcast, or any action in general. Someone's listening. What do they need emotionally before they're willing to take that step?
So I think like the first thing I think is that some people are making the mistake that they want to sell from their podcast. And I really think that a podcast is a relationship builder where you make a connection with the person and you bring them into your world. Because we all know that you need more than one interaction, right? If somebody that doesn't know you, you're not going to sell to them like that, right? So I think that's a mistake that people are making, is wanting to get too close, too quickly. And at the same time, I think it's important that in your episode, you bring value. And it's very often going to be through several episodes, right? It needs to build value, but there is one fundamental reason that people don't take action, and it's completely overlooked. And I don't know if you know about this, but it's people believing in themselves. Do they believe that they can actually? There are actually only three reasons why people will say no to the next step. They don't believe in your stuff. Like they don't believe in you. They're like, they don't know you, blah, blah. They don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in that the solution will work for them. Right? So those are the only three things. Even like when you're on a sales call, if people say no, it's one of these three things. It's
Exactly.
you, your program, or them. That's the only thing in the behind, right? Even if you say money is never the reason. If you knew for sure that you buy a lottery ticket, $100,000, and you win 1 million, I bet you a
Of
lot of
course,
people
you're
will
gonna
find the
buy the ticket.
100,000, right?
Of course.
Because you have the certainty, right? So I think that people need to realize that. I have a I used to work with a coach, and he was a client actually a long, long time ago. But then I went into his program as a coach, and he has a very popular podcast. And we were having this conversation at a retreat at one point, and we were asking like, it's very weird what you talk about in your podcast. It has nothing to do with the program. It's about growing your business, and he talks a lot about the mindset, the people, and things like that. And he was like, well, it's very strategic. He said, because people need this in order to build their confidence, what we call the mindset, which doesn't mean much, but all that piece. Because if I talk about the business side of things and how to do things, people are going to say, oh, yes, they're going to take notes, but they will never take action. So his podcast is enrolling people into their own ideas and building that confidence and giving them that momentum and showing them that what is possible and showing them that it's not going to be easy, because there is no such thing, as being easy, but it's so much easier and you procrastinate less if you actually do what you want to do, what do you really, really want. So, and his all his podcast is around that. And he was saying by the time people join the program, they say, I've been listening to your podcast for a while, and they're already primed to know that everything is going to be okay.
I love
And
that.
that's why he gets a very good success rate and a lot of people having results, because he's primed them. So his podcast is very strategic in that way, but his podcast is not selling.
I love that. And I think that's how podcasts need to be used as that tool. And I think that's been the big awakening for me, is that I'm not selling stuff. I'm just me. And yeah, we hold a little space to believe in people before they can believe in themselves. And I think that's the magic. How can people monetize ethically without feeling all salesy icky?
Yeah. So, I mean, the way you monetize, I think like when we say monetizing a podcast is really enrolling people and like providing them with value that is really, really unique. That's one of the things we do with one of our product. And once they are in your network, on your list, basically, that's where you sell to them, right? So they could be, if you have an existing funnel, right? Like say you have an existing freebie and that kind of like converts. If you're going to get people from your podcast, then you can add them to that existing funnel, right? So whatever is your sales funnel right now, I would just invite people from your podcast into that funnel, but not just sell to them, directly. Selling, I can't remember who told me that. Like I've been in business for 20 years, so it's been a while. But like somebody was, and that changed completely for me. He said, you are not selling, you're enrolling people into their own ideas. They have a problem, you've identified it, you have a solution. Are you interested or not? In fact, when I get on sales call, people will not know what my offer is, they will not know how much it costs unless they ask, unless they say, what does it look like to work with you? Now I get into sales mode. I say, okay, this is what I'm thinking based on our conversation. We could do this, because I have like several ways I can help people. But until then, it's a conversation. We're building a relationship and figure out what is their problem. Is it something I can help them with? Hopefully, I've give them some value so that they see what I'm about, what I stand for. And maybe the way I work. Very often I will say people that course with me, it's from referrals. That's how I get a lot of my business still. But that's basically how I see it, right? From podcasts, it's like, don't even think of selling podcasts. Attract the people and just have the right communication, to follow up. The money is in the follow-up.
The money's in the follow-up. That if you are anywhere near sales, I mean, that's the key right there. That is the key. What is something that podcasters are doing that's kind of accidentally, maybe not on purpose, but just kind of pushing opportunities away?
The one thing that comes to mind right now, too many calls to action. Follow me on Instagram, subscribe, da da da, da da da, right? And I mean, it's okay to have posts like this. And actually, for me, the strategy is to have key posts that post episodes that are what I call assets. The sole purpose of the episode is to be a lead generation machine. And they are built just for that. And there is one call to action and one only, which is to take the next step. And it's mentioned at the middle of the episode and say, and by the way, I'm going to have a tool for you to figure out what is your. And then you mention it at the end, and that's it. And that way, you're treating your episode like when you have a landing page for a lead magnet. They can only do one thing is fill out the form, right? Everything else, I think people talk too much about like doing three, four, five things, inside the episode. And that's not how you're going to get people to take action.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that. That was a long lesson learned. That's the experience, though. That was like after doing it, for X amount of years and thinking like there's just something that's not converting. And then you realize like I'm asking him to do 100 things. That's a lot.
I'll tell you, I have a podcast. I haven't added any episode in like 2 years, but when and actually I stopped it because I could not see what it was bringing to the business. And guess what? There was zero call to action. So here is that, right?
From one
So
extreme to the next. I
yeah,
hear that.
exactly. I went back and I'm like, zero, nothing. See you in the next episode. That's the call to action. Wow.
No, I get that. I totally get that. Natalie, what tell me your origin story of like how you saw the importance of podcasting. I mean, you have a podcast that you haven't touched in 2 years. Are you getting back to that? And where did this passion come from for growing shows?
Yeah, sure. So basically like I said, I've been in business for 20 years and I run a business with my husband. He's my business partner and he's actually the back end, the guy that's coming up with 10 ideas a day and actually not wired as an entrepreneur. I'm a very much like a to-do list person. So we are very, very opposite. And when I started a podcast, I started as a dare. I had a coach at the time, and she said, "Well, could you do like a Facebook Live every single day for 100 days?" No, no, I can do that. I have enough to speak about memberships. That's about membership for 100 days. And I did that. And when I did, I'm like, "What can I do with it? Let's turn that into a podcast." So I didn't have a podcast strategy, but I did this, and the content is good. It's short, it's to the point, just like I am, no fluff,
In life.
and it's good. And then the motivation kind of like stopped when I saw like, why am I doing this? I'm not even getting a lot of downloads, and I don't know what it's doing to the business. I have other things to do that I think would make better sense for the business. So I stopped. And when we were looking into creating a new product, like my husband was looking into ideas for like creating a SaaS solution and things like that. And at the same time, I had a friend who had started a podcast. She was not quite at 50 episodes, I think. And she was getting some traction. She's like, people are, I've got some downloads. I've got some, people are commenting on social and things like that. But just like, it's not really bringing anything to the business. So it clicked to him. It's like, oh, that's two podcasts that have good content, but are not working for the
Connecting.
business. Is there an opportunity? And to me, I linked it to the business that I already have, which is the memberships, and we are behind some of the big ones for like, coaches online and looking at what it is that they do, right? And what they do is they do more of what works. And if something doesn't work, they stop doing it.
Stop.
So you are like, they have the membership. What is their lead generation machine, right? It's the podcast. Okay, how do they do that? So you reverse engineer, basically. I reverse engineer, what people were doing. And then we were like, okay, let's create a tool to fill that gap for people. Because I have clients, you know, that have memberships that have podcasts. And when you ask them, what is it bringing to the business? They don't exactly
Crickets.
know. They don't stop it.
Yeah.
Like they'll keep paying the agency because they don't know if they stop it, if it will do something to the business. But there is no ROI, there is no metric, no KPI that the agency can give them to say, hey, you got 20 leads from this episode, you
Right.
know, this month or something like
Yeah.
that. And that's something that they felt would be super valuable. That's how the idea came. Everything that we do, like when I come up with a program or a tool, that's our third tool, we're so trying to solve a problem for people. That's how we look at it.
I love that. What's a simple thing that someone could implement tomorrow that would dramatically improve their results?
You mean for a podcaster?
Yeah.
Right? Next episode that you record, think about what do you want people to do at the end? Do you want them to come into your list? Like, are you trying to sell them your coaching program, your course, your software, you know, or your physical, something physical, you know? And then reverse engineer. What do they need to hear about you in order to trust you, to understand what you stand for? Give them a piece of value, and then identify one resources that you can give them to get them closer
I
to
love
what they
that.
want.
Yeah,
That's it.
perfect.
Just that.
What would you say to the podcaster right now who is putting in the work and they just feel like nothing is happening? What's your advice to them?
I think the first thing is to audit what they're doing. The problem, I mean, not the problem, but the catch with people that are really good at what they're doing is that we are blind to our own things. So things that sound so simple that we would not mention because everybody knows that, maybe this is where you need to start. So you need an outside, I don't know if that's what you do, Brandon, but like we need an outside view, an audit of like, this is who I'm trying to reach out to. This is what I'm talking about. Like, is there a gap? Like, is there a connection, right? Because if you're not getting, or if you're getting downloads, but nobody signs up to your stuff, right? Then that means the content is not
It's not
speaking
landing.
to them, right? So it starts with an audit. Let's sit down and reverse engineer and see what needs to be changed.
I love that. How can people work with you? How can they get resourced with you? How can they get their podcast audited?
Yeah, sure. So the easiest is to go to podcastleadflow.com/Brandon. Let's do that. Brandeen. And then there will be a tool that they can sign up for. And basically, they'll answer a couple of information and they'll get an audit sent to them by email.
Perfect.
It's unique for every single person.
That's amazing. Natalie, this is the part of the show that I get to tell you what I think makes you special. And it's not the systems, it's not the automation, it's not even the strategy. That stuff is amazing. I'm not taking anything from that. But I think what really makes you special is that you understand something a lot of people are missing, that podcasting isn't really about the content, it's the connection. You're helping people recognize that trust is the value, and that relationships matter, and that influence is not measured by downloads, it's measured by the transformation. And instead of teaching people how to manipulate attention, you're teaching them how to honor that. And I think the work that you're doing is powerful. We very much agree that podcasting is where it is at right now. It is huge, and this is the beginning of something really big, I think, with AI surrounding us. And I think you're right at the lead of that, and I love that. To everyone listening, you guys, your voice matters. And it's not because it's loud, but it's because it's yours. And somebody out there needs your story. They need your experience, your perspective. And podcasting isn't just content creation, it is literally relationship creation. And if you're building trust, don't waste it. Use it to serve, use it to lead, use it to create the impact. You got to be courageous and be visible. And please remember that your message is your message. The thing that you've lived through might be the exact thing that someone else needs to hear. One conversation, you guys, I see it so much on the show. One conversation can change everything. So if this episode speaks to you, share it out with someone that you know who needs it. If you guys are ready to stop consuming and start creating, I dare you to come tell me why you're special. Natalie, thank you so much for coming into the hot seat. I think this was amazing.
Thank you so much for having me. That was a lot of fun.